Okay. Yeah, let's see. It's Thursday, October 17th, 2024. And yeah, I know. I haven't been posting anything for the whole month. And I see a bunch of you people coming to check out what I've posted lately, and I haven't. Sorry. I've just been caught up in a lot of stuff. Went down this one rabbit hole. And it ended up doing a bunch of different stuff and a bunch of different little projects now, and creating more projects. So, and then trying to paint at the same time. Just don't have time to do this. But I'm making an attempt, okay? At least one post a month, at least that. Woo. Anyway, so I've been up since 2:20. And it's pretty much been like that for the past week. I do a lot of painting before my walk with Angel, also known as Chaos. And yeah, she's getting up. She says, "Let's go for a walk already, huh?" Anyway, that's all she's got there. She's not a talking dog. She's a licky dog. You're a licky dog, huh? And a tail wagging dog. Okay. Anyway, so what was I? Oh yeah. So I'm going to so at least that way, if I post at least once a month, you can check it at the end of the month, the beginning of the month, or whatever you want. Just once a month, see if I got anything and catch up on it that way. When things smooth out a little bit more, I'll try to post more. I try to do it every day, okay, but. Like I said, I went down this one rabbit hole, and it's caused all sorts of disruption in my routine. And I'm not going to talk about it because that would be bad mouthing somebody, and I don't really want to do that. So just, if somebody's going to do something weird to you, you just let it go. Life's too short at this point. At the age of 71, don't got that much more time. I'm not going to create any controversies or try to make life difficult for somebody else. I just don't make life difficult for me. Apparently this person was trying to do something nice, but just I guess out of that person's incompetence or forces beyond that person's control, it didn't they weren't able to do that nice thing for me. I didn't ask for the nice thing. They came to me, so okay, whatever. That's all I'm going to talk about that. That's the rabbit hole, basically. I went down and I'm not going to dwell on it. So, yeah, all this other stuff I got to do, plus weather's changing, and I always said when it gets cooler, I'll go out there and back and deal with the rest of my landscaping, which I've got to do. And so that's got to get done. So I'm going to be very busy, at least, well, during the daytime at least. Yesterday it sprinkled a little, which was kind of nice, so it was cool all day. I didn't water, was able to do some stuff, and the wife got caught up in some other things, so we didn't go grocery shopping. We'll go grocery shopping today. Anyway, so let me get back to painting because I'm burning time here. I'll pick it up a little later. Okay, talk to you in a bit. Okay, 6:23 a.m. Oh, so yeah, gotta go for the walk. Take the dog along with me. Not taking her for a walk. I'm taking myself for a walk. But she's ready. She says, "I know we're gonna go for a walk pretty soon. Let's go." Anyway, so yeah, so it's the days have been getting shorter, so I'm leaving a lot later than I was before. If I leave at about 6:35, it's still dark, but it gets light real soon, so that seems to work for me. Anyway, let me get going here, and I'll talk to you in a bit. Okay, 8:09 a.m. I just got back about 3 minutes ago from the walk. We walked down to Sailor Bar and Sailor Bar Park, that is. And that was an experience. A lot of other people down there with their dogs. Some people feel that their dogs are okay off the leash, so avoiding them was important to me. So it took a little while to get around these people and stuff, but made it back, no problems. Everything's cool. So let me I gotta lift some weights and do some watering and deal with my morning other things that I gotta do in the morning. Eat lunch or breakfast or whatever you want to call it, and I'll be back to paint. 9:42 a.m. Okay, so I did some yard work out there and watered front and back. I didn't water yesterday because it was so it sprinkled, but not enough to really water anything. But it was very cool, so I said, let me just skip a day of watering. And I think I'll start doing that now. I think it's cool enough to where I can water every other day and get away with it. So, and use less water too. Let's see. So, yeah, I did more cleaned up a little bit out there. And I'm going to stop and eat my lunch here pretty soon. And then I'll come back and paint. Unless I got some other stuff I got to do. So, and I'll talk about the painting I'm working on now a little later here. So, get back to you. Okay. 10:34 a.m. I'm back out here. The dog, Angel, also known as Chaos, went out back with the wife. The wife's feeding the chickens and dealing with the yard and stuff like that. So, I'll go get her in a bit. Anyway, so I'm going to start painting and I'll talk about what I've done later today. And so you never know, you know, what's going to happen. Let's see what we got here. Here we go. Try that. That's a little loud, huh? Okay, be back later. p.m. Okay, so I'm done painting for the day. I've been working on the medium-sized panel of Jacinto's 1958 American Dream, which shows me and my family in the first dwelling that I remember growing up. It was workers. We lived on a farm, but we didn't own the farm. My parents were laborers on the farm, and this was like housing for the laborers, and it was a very small apartment, I guess you could call it, because it was a building divided up into three different parts, okay? And they were all connected together by doors. We lived on the southern part of the building, and it was closest the one to the bathroom. Everybody had to basically go at one point, I guess everybody was always going be through our space to get to the bathroom. At one point they made another entrance on the outside, so if somebody without going through our space could go outside and into the bathroom area. And anyway, so it's a depiction of my father coming home. I'm untying his work boots. My mom's getting dinner ready. My sisters are occupied with their endeavors. My older sister practicing her trumpet. My middle sister reading, And I was, and then you kind of see a TV in the foreground, which I watched a lot of TV when I was a young kid, so. And I guess I still do. Anyway, so that's basically what I got going so far. And I've got, it's actually progressing pretty quickly. I'm surprised how quickly it is progressing. But it's still gonna take a lot of painting. I've already painted on it and changed the drawings a lot of times. I've sanded it down several times, and so this is this drawing that I have right now, I think is pretty set. I might add some other little characters in there. But in general, the whole drawing is set, the composition I like. That's not going to change much. A lot of it's just the painting, and like I said, some characters that have to be put in there to fill in the spaces. We'll see how it works out. Anyway, so that's where I'm going with that. I also started another painting, Santa Rosa underscore California. And I worked on that one day. And what I'm going to start doing now is each day that I work on a painting, I'm actually going to put that date on. So, just as a record. Anyway, so we got grocery shopping to do. I got to get ready. Wife's got to get ready. So, I'm going to call it a wrap. So, have a good one.